So, you know, perhaps when our families come to visit us, maybe around Thanksgiving, what a great way to spend time as a family by inviting them to church with you on the weekend. Or perhaps we know people who are living, you know, immoral lifestyles, or simply lifestyles that are not in line with God and His commandments. Have we reached out to them, invited them to come back to the sacraments, especially the sacrament of confession? More to the point, though, have we brought up our relationship with Christ and His church outside the confines of this building? Truth be told, your words will only have meaning if you yourself are practicing the faith, if you yourself are going to the sacrament of confession regularly, if they know you love your faith. Now, this might seem daunting, but we actually don't really need any preparation. Just like my mom with my godmother and our Lord with Zacchaeus, all that is needed is a simple but faith-filled encounter. Why? Well, St. Augustine, in the 4th century, wrote famously, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord." Zacchaeus' heart was searching for peace. Money would not give that to him. And so he was seeking our Lord for some time. All Zacchaeus needed to turn away from his sins was a simple encounter with the Son of God. His heart was restless until it rested in our Lord's. Now, everyone in the world, in some form or another, desires the peace that only God can give. Everyone in this world, in one form or another, whether they even realize it or not, is desiring God. And you can tell this even in the secular culture, right? There are copious amounts of secular songs that talk about a yearning that can't be fulfilled by worldly desires, right? Let me try it. Let's think of classics like Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart, or U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, or Green Day's Boulevard of Broken Dreams, a high school classic for me. Or even something as classic as Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Look at the lyrics. There are so many songs about desiring something more than this world can give. Interestingly, it's as if we were created for something more. Pope St. John Paul II said it so perfectly when speaking to young people. He said, "It is Jesus that you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is He who provoked you with that thirst for fullness